You will be full at the end of this meal. You guys,
so that's your goal.
Don't feel any obligation to eat every bite because it's going to be a ridiculous amount of food.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Sip with Nikki. It's Nikki Lamberti coming to you from Sonoma County, California. However, just over a week or so ago, I was in my home state of New Jersey for the holidays, and I got to go to one of my favorite restaurants on the planet. Now, I don't normally require anything of my listeners except to press play, join the party, and have fun. However, if you did not listen to last week's episode, the encore release of New York Times best-selling author and chef Dan Richer of Raza Pizza, stop. Pause. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Pause this. Go back. Listen to that. And then come back to this episode because this is essentially like a part two. You see, Dan and I grew up in the same hometown in New Jersey, and he is the owner and chef of a very highly accoladed restaurant in Jersey City, just outside of Manhattan. And ever since I reconnected with Dan and discovered this restaurant, I try to make it a point to go and visit when I am back home on the East Coast about twice a year. So what you're about to hear is me bringing along my sister Dana and my brother-in-law Keith, who have been to Raza once before, but I got to bring three first-timers, my nephew Aiden and his girlfriend Lauren, and Aiden is a cadet at West Point and was home on break, and also my niece Sophia, who's about to start her college journey. So the six of us went to Raza, and I'm bringing you along. Why? Because I need you to hear the magic that is Daniel Richer. Yes, Dan, I'm calling you Daniel because I'm being formal here. And also because throughout the year, I've done some episodes where I've recorded on location and in restaurants and in wine tastings, and I've got great feedback. And it sounds like you guys love that sort of reality audio. So I thought this was a perfect example to bring you along. Now, I did not record the entire meal. We were there for about 2.5 hours. Nobody has time to listen to that. What I did, interestingly enough, want to share with you today is not even the pizza, which is what he's known for. It was all the stuff before the pizza that was really surprising and exciting. Hint, hint, caviar over butter. What? See, Dan is also known for his bread making, and we get into the differences of the types of breads that he makes. And I also got to introduce my family to his pet nat. Now, if you're not familiar with the wine style that is pet nat, like a natural wine, there is a whole episode, a few episodes back. You can go back and catch up on that. But Dan has a very cool partnership with the New Jersey winery with a specially branded pet nat wine that he makes with his pizza yeast. And I got to introduce my family to that, and they were really blown away just with the whole concept of it. So I'm really excited for you to just listen in, get a virtual taste. I'm also excited for you to just hear the level of dedication and expertise that Dan has for what he does. It's super inspiring. And my hope, of course, of sharing this with you is that next time you are in the tri-state area, you must make a reservation, go to Raza Pizza. You're welcome. So here we go. What are we looking at, everyone?
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter.
I've heard the meatballs.
With caviar. Yeah, definitely meatballs.
Okay. Yeah. Pizza-wise, that's all you. You know which ones are good. I'll eat literally anything.
Sausage one looks good. Chili oil.
Okay, I'll pick a bottle of bread.
Here it is.
Hey. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you.
You guys, this is the famous Dan.
You're getting acquainted.
Aiden. How's it going?
This is his girlfriend, Lauren.
What's your name?
My niece, Sophia.
Lauren. Good to see you. How's it going? What's happening?
How are you? Happy to be here.
I'm
Thank
glad you.
You
guys are here.
We're excited.
What's happening?
They're very excited.
Oh, it's not
guess
that good.
What we listened to in the car on the way here to prep them.
podcast.
Our episode from last year. So they know everything about you.
I felt like I could have done another. We should do another one.
We'll update it. We'll do it again. Yeah.
Do another one.
Yeah.
I got more to say.
You and me both. We saw your Instagram post yesterday about caviar.
Oh, they're in butter.
You might need to do that. Is that a new thing?
No, just we've been doing it the past couple of years.
Yeah. We do.
It's honestly, we have it on the menu because I want caviar in my fridge at all times.
This is why we're friends.
Yes, this is why we are friends. We had it on Christmas Eve and they all love it.
Yeah.
We're creating monsters.
They were also all shucking oysters and eating them.
Love that. My son's been eating caviar since he was 2.
Yeah.
Just creating like naturally drawn to that like saline, salty thing.
Goodness.
Anything from the sea he eats. But he's 7 now and he will destroy a tin of caviar.
Yeah.
It's like expensive hobby.
Very. So we're getting some for New Year's Eve.
That's good.
Super fun.
Yeah. How was Christmas Eve?
It was great.
Did you host?
Yes.
Nice.
I host it all.
Dana is the superstar hostess with
really?
The mostest.
Yeah.
And their home is beautiful and they can fit everyone in there.
I'm a backup singer.
Better to be that.
We did not 7. What did we do? 6 fishes?
We had 6.
So we're fairly holy. We did 6 fishes.
Good.
So close.
But yeah, caviar and oysters and shrimp and crab, big clams and
scampi
and good stuff.
And
great.
You guys cooked everything?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are here.
Yes.
Let's do this, yeah? What are we drinking?
Well,
white?
We had a little Cabernet while we were waiting because I was telling them about it and I was reminded of your partnership with Beneduce with your yeast.
Yes.
And we were listening about Cabernet, so we were thinking if we're going to do some of the caviar bread and butter, we need some sparkling with that, right?
Why
would you pair the Cabernet or would you pair like Picard Semel and you like champagne?
I like everything.
Yeah.
There's not much that I don't like.
Yeah.
I would drink any of the whites or oranges or bubbles that is on our menu.
Which is why they're on your menu.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then other than that, everybody eats everything. What's new since last year? Anything that you're like, oh, you have to try, blah, blah.
On the menu?
Yeah.
Let's see. This time of year, cavallini, if you didn't, you might have had
sprouts?
That last year.
Brussels sprouts. Oh, we're definitely doing that.
Melted anchovies and garlic.
Yes, love it.
It's incredible. I think the East Coast margarita is different from last year. Different mozzarella cheese on that one.
Okay. We love a good margarita. Sounds good. These guys have been hearing about the meatballs for a couple of years.
Oh, I need that.
We'll probably start with some bread and butter, caviar, meatballs, and go from there.
Yep.
Does that sound good?
Are we doing vegetable salads?
Yeah.
You say no? No veggies.
And do you guys want to pick pizzas or do you want me to pick pizzas?
You guys want to give input?
Professional knows of pieces.
I mean, we're.
You are a very smart man.
He's in the Army. It's West Point.
You're in the Army?
West Point.
Damn. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Plays rugby.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I think we're in your hands, yeah?
Cool.
Does anyone see a must have that you want to make sure is on the table?
What did you say? The sausage?
Sausage.
Okay. Sprouts and the rest, we're here for the journey.
Perfect.
Take us on a ride.
Good. How are your parents?
They're good.
Yeah?
They say hello. We may have to take them leftovers. We'll probably order it to go to take them.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, we got a flip-flop who gets to come and enjoy. I come every time.
Hey, let's do this, yeah?
Yeah.
Love it. All right.
Thanks for being a sport.
Come on.
Game on. Let's go.
Yeah.
So glad we got connected.
Man, I love pizza.
All right, bread, butter, caviar. Butter and bread is our thing because I've been studying pizza making for the past like 20-something years trying to understand it, and I needed to study bread making in order to understand pizza. Once you start studying bread making, you realize that it's all fermentation, and once you ferment one thing, you kind of want to ferment everything. So I got really big into cheese making and dairy fermentation, like making my own yogurt, creme fraiche, sour cream, and cultured butters. So this is our standard butter. We've been making that for over 12 years now. It's grass-fed cow's cream from Pennsylvania. We inoculate it with this heirloom Scandinavian yogurt culture that we keep alive. It's very similar to making sourdough bread, where we keep a starter alive and we feed it from batch to batch. And that's what initiates fermentation with beneficial bacteria. Gives it an amazing flavor. and that's Siberian sturgeon. This is our baguette, and that's our sourdough, so make sure you flip-flop.
Oh, okay.
And feel free if there's, it's like a ridiculous amount of butter, feel free to keep it on the table for crust dipping when the pizza comes.
Yes.
But there is also plenty of extra bread, so if you want more bread, ask for it. But I recommend not filling up on bread.
Actually, you haven't seen him stand up
yet.
Oh,
I can imagine. Yeah. You will be full at the end of this meal. You guys,
so that's your goal.
Don't feel any obligation to eat every bite because it's going to be a ridiculous amount of food.
Thank you. So fun.
Fun.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Cheers.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, get him. Get him.
Go sourdough first. I don't get holes like that. Sophia's waiting patiently. Nice, ready to go.
Mm. And just the bread alone, right?
Let's try the sourdough too.
Mostly sourdough. Now, what is that?
Baguette.
Someone needs to ask him
what is the difference?
Look at the difference. Look at the amount of air in the baguette is more. Great question to ask him.
Talk about the 20 years of his 20 years of refining it.
And again, how do you expect me to go back to normal butter after this?
It is like ice cream. You can just eat it with a spoon.
Yes, you can.
I was being like,
yes, you can.
So you're all slowing down.
And now a word from our sponsor. AmericanOliveFarmer.com is a business and a website owned and operated by my friend Liz Tagami and her husband Donald. They live up in Corning, California, and I recently had Liz on the podcast where we got to taste some of her delicious olive oils, both the Arbequina and Ascolano varieties, and they're grown and made right here in California. Well, the oils were really just the tip of the iceberg, because if you check out her website, you'll see that they import gorgeous balsamic vinegar from Modena. In fact, one of them uses three of my favorite Italian wine grapes as the base of the vinegar: Trebbiano, Lambrusco, and Sangiovese. I can't say that without singing. And while on their website, if you sign up to stay in touch, you'll receive their newsletter and you'll get the fantastic recipes that Liz and Donald have created using their beautiful products. I'm so excited to introduce all of you to American Olive Farmer, and Liz has kindly created a discount code for our listeners. Use the code SIPWITHNIKKI, capital S, capital W, and capital N, SIPWITHNIKKI, for $10 off your order, and that can be anything from the site, whether it's delicious olive oils, vinegars, or even gifts. I mean, you can send someone an olive tree as a gift. How cool is that? Check out AmericanOliveFarmer.com and support this fantastic, small, California-based, woman-led business. You can even set up an olive oil subscription. Go, check it out. You're welcome. And now, back to our show.
Yeah, and I didn't see when she opened it. Usually Petna has a beer tap.
Bottle cap.
Yeah.
It was bottle cap.
Yeah, it's kind of this miniature.
Is this considered a... like a sparkling wine?
It's been that category, but it's not a true sparkling wine because the process and how they make it is different.
It's not cider. Not a cider.
It's definitely petulant, natural. Pet Nat is like a more rustic kind of wine. And yeah, it's, long story short, the process and how you would make sparkling wine, which is creating second fermentation in the bottle, which makes the CO2. This is leftover CO2. It's a different process. It's really only become popular, especially in the US, I would say, in the last 5 to 10 years. And it's kind of part of the natural wine movement because it's generally made with native fermentation, right? So whatever grapes these are that they pick, when you are going to make wine and have fermentation, you can either add a specific yeast, which is what I do. It's called inoculation. You're like, ready, set, go, yeast.
Boy.
Or you can say, I'm just going to leave these grapes sitting here, and the natural yeast that exists, the native yeast, will start fermentation on its own. That is
which
what you do with
Petna. Which truly is things starting.
How did you make your sourdough starter? You left flour and water on the counter, and the natural yeast that exists in your house, which is different than my house, which is different than here, which is why all sourdough strains have their own sort of character. That's the same way that you do native fermentation in wine. So this pet nat can only be done in that way. You cannot inoculate or add yeast. Sugar becomes alcohol. So if your sugar and your grapes were here, then your alcohol is going to be here. But if your sugar was here, then your alcohol is going to be here, right? So that's more what determines the alcohol than the yeast, or the inoculating versus native.
Okay.
Incoming. Oh my God.
Beet salad, pistachios, goat cheese, pistachio cookie. Now we have our apple salad, Jersey apples, greens, smoked ricotta. And this is our green salad, herbs and yogurt. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They are all gorgeous. Oh my gosh.
Enjoy.
I love how it's layered. You take a layer like that, and then some ricotta.
Oh, thank you.
Like that.
And this is the dressing for the apple salad. If you need any more, seemed a little on the light side.
Kaden had a question for you about the bread.
Tell me. Oh, you're getting mic'd up too. Sir, what is your question regarding the bread?
So one thing that we noticed is the baguette is a lot more airy and open. And then the sourdough is like typically a little bit taller too, a little bit firmer. Just wondering, like, is that the yeast? Is that how you're baking?
So they're just different breads, similar ingredients, but so the sourdough is flour, water, salt, and our starter. But we blend 4 different flours for that one. And the baguette is only 3 flours. The ratios of ingredients are a little bit different also. And that leads to different textures, different colors, different flavors. And the baguette has a little bit of commercial yeast in it. So that makes it a little bit more open. But honestly, for such a simple food, it is extraordinarily complicated to make. And to make consistently every single loaf, every single day, year after year. Simple things like the amount of pressure that we use with our hands during shaping can impact how open or closed the crumb, which is the interior of the bread, is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. It's all very temperature sensitive. So 2 degrees different in temperature from day 1 to day 2, and we'll get different results. So we're actively managing all these minute details and these variables that change, because it's natural. So it's a lot.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for such a simple pedestrian food like bread and pizza, wildly complicated. So but I love it.
Better. Yeah. And there's your answer. Yeah. How are the breads different?
Yes. I love it. How is it though?
Excellent.
It's beautiful.
You guys need to try that.
We just sent a picture of this to Amanda. And she is not happy.
Hopefully I'll be out in Sonoma again this year.
Doing the pizza competition again?
I don't know. It's like year to year. Yeah, I'm hoping that they have me do it again. Because I love
You'll
coming out
You'll do it
there.
If they'll have you?
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't think they were going to have me this past year. But
This was three,
yeah. Hoping they don't try to find somebody bigger and better, because they could easily do that.
Who's bigger and better?
I don't know.
Someone who's been on Chef's Table?
Yeah.
When are you going to have your Chef's Table episode?
Never.
He was on Somebody Feed Phil. You guys watched Somebody Feed Phil?
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Was that recently?
What's that?
Recently?
No, a bunch of seasons ago.
Yeah.
He did New York, and it was amazing. And it was the first time I met him. And
Has he been back since?
Every time he comes.
I would fall over.
He came over
him.
My house for dinner last winter. He was doing a show at Count Basie in Red Bank. And he was like, where should I go eat? But you need to come to my house. He brought his whole family over, everybody. And we had the best time.
What a fun experience.
I love him. Yeah. We saw him live. He came to Santa Rosa a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Just delightful.
He really is.
Yeah.
And that's how he actually is.
Phil Rosenthal, we're talking to you. You're next on the podcast. Just putting it out to the universe.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Do you guys know it? Somebody Feed Phil? Is it Netflix? Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, really makes you want to travel.
Yeah, and eat.
And eat.
I already want to do that.
And be nice.
And he's so nice.
He's real nice.
He's just so nice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, if you don't know what we're talking about, Somebody Feed Phil with Phil Rosenthal on Netflix, that is your next binge watch. Oh my goodness, love him so much. Phil, will you come on the podcast? I would be honored. So you didn't even hear the pizza part. So after the bread, the caviar, the beautiful salads, we of course had his world famous meatballs, which are cooked in the pizza oven with soaked sourdough bread inside of them. That is the secret ingredient for moisture in your balls. Can I say that? In your meatballs? And the recipe for that is in The Joy of Pizza. And then we literally had, I think, 8 different pizzas for 6 people. We had a beautiful classic margarita. We had a burrata pie. The cavallini, which is Brussels sprouts with garlic and his homemade anchovy oil. Talk about umami flavors. Of course, we also had a fantastic mushroom or fungi pie that was so killer with his fermented chili paste that he makes in-house, recipe in the book as well. We had a sausage pie and a pepperoni pie. And I won't go on and on about the pizza because if you go back to the last week's episode, you'll hear more about that, but it's phenomenal. So I hope that you make it a point to spend some time and visit Dan and Kevin and the team at Rata next time you are in the area. I will put the link in the show notes for the restaurant, for his book, for last week's episode in case you can't find it, for the Pet Nat episode, and I hope that you enjoyed coming along for our very special dinner. As always, if you're enjoying Sip with Nikki, please take a moment and leave us a rating and or a review in whatever podcast platform you're listening in. And if you're listening in YouTube, go ahead and thumbs up and subscribe. And if you'd like to support the podcast, be an angel, buy me a pizza, buy me a glass of wine, you can do that with the link in the show notes as well. Thank you to Dan for being a good sport and letting me throw a microphone on you in the middle of your busy restaurant life. And whatever you do between now and next week, I hope you eat well and sip well.